Those of you who came in a little bit late, my cousin passed away this morning at 5:15. But we also went to the Catholic Church yesterday with my wife. And it was really a precious thing because this intense church, I mean intense, huge, had two major things for me. Because the main altar resembled the altar where I took my first Holy Communion up in Canada. It was almost a duplicate of it. Then I noticed the pews. And the pews were definitely of the same vintage as St. Anne's pews. Same exact shape, except for a different stain that they used. And being a furniture dealer, I see things that maybe others don't see. Once a furniture person, you kind of get to know things that others don't see. But when they were singing some of the songs, they were intense because these songs that they chose for that service was actually, they were celebrating the Feast of Christ the King, which was one of my favorite gifts at that season. And some of the songs they sang towards the communion time were all charismatic songs that Irene and I used to sing together when we went to the charismatic renewal services and when we got into the power of God and understood His abilities through us. So likewise, I was blessed, very blessed. The man who was playing the organ wasn't afraid to push the buttons. So it was also pretty, it was a Rogers organ. I recognized them because that's what we had. We had it one of those at Grace, but we also had one at St. Anne's, and I was there when it was purchased. So I know a little bit about that good stuff too. So God was blessing His people, and He's capable of blessing them wherever they are, at whatever stage of progress they are on their walk with Him. Now, Father, I'm releasing my mouth to you because you show me a couple things and I just want to obey. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Without His grace, we're not going to make it. But with His grace, we can do all things. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to be going to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And I did hear strongly that some of you need to study this particular chapter. It will release, excuse me, chapter 5. Not 4, 5. That it will release into you a reality check of who you are in Christ. I also had 1 Corinthians 12 this week, and there was a verse in there that really was jumping out, and it was the verse about our Savior recognizing that we are made in the image and likeness of Christ. But we are all part of one body. We are in Him, in Christ. And so, didn't you have 1 Corinthians 12, young lady? 2 Corinthians. Okay. 2 Corinthians. Okay. Just to give you a little bit of insight, Thanksgiving is around the corner. And the scripture, obviously, that will definitely be a part of our life, I pray, in the next few days, is verse 16 of chapter 5. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. In Christ, in the Anointed One. That's the corporate body of believers. That's not you just alone. It's in Christ. Now, those of you who declare that, oh, I believe this one doesn't know God and this one doesn't know God, you better double check. Maybe their relationship isn't equal to yours. But they might have knowledge of things you don't know. And it's okay. God will respect every single member of the body. Okay? He is not interested in trying to bring you down or bring somebody else down. And your job is to give thanks. So what if you see somebody going in the wrong direction? What if you see someone that knew the Lord and now is kind of laughing at God? You can look at the Israelites coming out of Egypt. Oh, they got miracle after miracle after miracle. And then they decided, you know what? Moses is on that mountain too darn long. Let's make ourselves a God that we can see. That's that golden calf, wasn't it? And they gave up their gold to do it. Did God allow them that freedom? Yeah. And we've got Christians right now that are still building different types of things to worship. But that's where they're living. That's where they reside. When I was a little boy and I would go into the Roman church, I was overwhelmed by the fancy windows and the statues. They reminded me of the Lord. They had a connection for me. This week, one of Ann's relatives came over with a little crucifix. I remember when I was a boy. And when she was given this, because we both, my wife and I, believed that, you know, the blindness was a reality. She couldn't see us for quite a while. And so she would reach out, and when she grabbed that cross, she held on it, and she pulled it to her heart. When I was taken out of my body when I was 11, somebody gave me a little tiny piece of, it was like a little bag made out of plastic or vinyl, and inside it had a little statue of the infant Jesus of Prague. And I held on to that. And some people say, well, my God, you worshipped a statue. I did not worship a statue. But it gave me something to hold on to that connected me with God. All right? And some people look at all these things in the Roman church and they say, oh, it's idolatry. Well, maybe for them it is. But for the ones that are there, it might be the only kind of Bible they've ever read. My father went to third grade. My mother went to fourth grade. But their parents, some, my real biological dad, could not read or write. So what was the only gospel he met with was the colored windows would tell the story of the Lord. I mean, you know, this is not 1,000 years ago. This is less than 100. Okay? It's less than 100 years. And so, don't spit at what you don't understand. If for those who are there, who are looking at these things, and it gives them a connection to Jesus, rejoice, give thanks in all circumstances. Don't criticize them, because that's where they're living. That's where they've been brought up. And they believe what they've been told. And like my sister just said, when the rules get to the basics, and the basics are brought back, there's a lot of things that happen. And so, respect their decision. They're doing their best. Now, is God's Holy Spirit tied down that He can't penetrate these places and these churches? He can penetrate anything. He got a hold of you, didn't He? What did He do to you? He flipped me over in like a pancake. So you think you're done on one side? He'll flip you over when you least expect it. And you think you know it all? I've got news for you. He's got things. In fact, that was one of the greatest things yesterday. As I was driving, the Holy Spirit was letting me see the skyline. And I said, Lord, and He says, Kim, there is so much more that I want to reveal, but you're not ready. There is so much more. And especially after I came out of the church and I sat in my car and my wife and I were driving back and I was rehearsing where I was when the charismatic renewal became a reality and the Holy Ghost became a reality in my life, and I was so full of joy, and everybody wanted to tie me down, and they couldn't do it. They could not do it. Those who tried to discourage me, I shouted back at them. Those who tried to say, oh, you'll come back to normal. Absolutely never. Absolutely never. I've tasted the new wine. I am not going back. I'm not going back. And you know, when it says, give thanks in all circumstances, meaning you may not understand something that these others have, and the others may not understand who you are, but respect them and love them as a different part of the body. Enjoy their presence when God tells you to. Stop being a protester. Be a lifter of those that don't have maybe what you think you have. And by the way, if you think you got too smart and you got too much, I've got news for you. God knows how to pull your nose down. I should have heard an amen.
Amen.
How many have ever had their nose pulled down? Thank you. Respect those that, you know, maybe they've got something you haven't got. Maybe they've got something you need. I can tell you this. Walking into the church, there was respect. There might have been maybe 200 people. There was probably room for about maybe 2,500. I can also tell you that the majority of the heads were gray and white.
Yes, that's so true.
Okay? And it's okay. They're holding on. They're the remnant. If they're the remnant that are crying out and saying that little song, I want to follow Jesus. No turning back. You know, when I sang that song the very first time, I wept. Because it had never been given to us in that way. You say, well, what do you mean? Well, we went to church, and we went. It was a ritual. We went every week. We've said all these things. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And we sang them. We sang the words. When it goes in and it becomes a reality to you, it says, oh my God, I didn't realize what I was praying or singing. And they will have the same impact when the Holy Ghost turns the fire up. Did you get it? When the Holy Spirit, who is in charge, turns the fire up. You know, why were you taken out? Maybe it was so that you can go back and give them grace someday. And maybe intercede for them that don't know what the way that you do. There are things that God has revealed to you that God will use you to wake them up so that, you know, they're not going to be discouraged. They're going to be encouraged by you. Maybe following you is not God's plan for them. I should have heard another amen. Amen? You're here because God has called you here. You're here because God has pulled you out of where you were for His purpose and not for your purpose. For His purpose. He has got a plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11. And He knows how to put and really make things happen for you. Yesterday, the impact on my wife was so intense that I heard her say something she's never said to me before. When the music stopped for a moment, and Lisa and I had just been worshiping God, and of course this was the third time that we sang together since she left Grace Church maybe 18 years ago. And Lisa looked at me, and I sang out a couple of words of a song that I wanted to push forward. And the Lord had just used my spirit, and there was a space of music that came, and the anointing came upon me, and I felt the Holy Spirit, and the tongues began to come out as I was singing the song, not in English, and all of a sudden the interpretation came. And it blew me away, and it's okay. But it also blew some other ones out of the water. And the one that I believe it hit the hardest was my wife. Because it came out of us in the song. It just did a marvelous work. And, of course, I told you about the other lady that was having a hard time with me the week before. And after that, my wife said, I have never experienced a send-off of this type, and that's what I want when I'm ready to leave. And I said, Irene, you don't want to mean that just yet. She said, well, I'm not ready to go just yet, but this is what I want. And in comes the echo from the main desk. I want that too. I says, oh boy. I said, make an appointment now. So God knows how to do things. He knows how to do things. This morning, my wife says, you've got to go. I'm okay. I'm okay in this room. I'm going to be okay. And of course, there's Ann's body. And we kept trying to close her eyes and they wouldn't stay closed. And when she was a little girl, you know, one of her features is so intense. So she's always had big blue eyes. Big. I mean big, even when she was small. And the first thing I did when I walked into the room this morning is to try to close her eyes, and they wouldn't stay closed. And I said, God, and my wife says, don't try to close them anymore because they open right back up. And so I said, what do you get out of all of that God has done this week? And she says, I can't explain it. I just feel so full. I feel so full. She gave me a hug and she says, now go get ready. My cousin's on her way down. And I says, yeah, I know. She says, and I'm going to be fine in this room. I've got a little work to do, but I'm going to be fine. Do you know that at one time my wife would not even go to a funeral parlor on her own? So look what God has done. She says, I'm comfortable here. I'm comfortable. I'm fine. What can God do over 3 days? How can He change a heart? He can do anything He wants, as long as you give Him praise. Be joyful by choice. Pray continually, whether you feel like it or not. Give thanks in all circumstances, including those that go home to see and be with the loved ones that God has preceded them and maybe prayed them into the kingdom that they knew not of. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. For this is God's will for you. You know, God's will and your will is two different things. And you know what? It's best if you start following what He says to do, no matter what. This scripture goes back with me to the time that I was in the charismatic renewal. This scripture was what I used as a word from the Lord, a promise to keep me going when everything was falling apart. It was also a place where I was able to guide people for 20 years as a counselor on the phone. And you know what? Some people didn't want to thank God for the way that their circumstances were. And they would argue with me. And I would fight back and say, look, this is God's will, not Kim's will. God's will for you. So much for your crabby. All this crabby stuff isn't going to gain you anything. But as you thank Him, and as you praise Him for the circumstances that you're in, instead of trying to wiggle out of something. How many have ever tried to wiggle out? And you know what? It's where you're at that He can really manifest and make you mature and grow up. Did you hear that one? It's when you are hurting and where you are in a tight space that He will mature you and make you grow up.
Amen.
And you may not like it, but He never asked your permission to make you like it. He's saying enjoy the trip while you're at it, because you're not going to have to go back a second or a third time. How many have been around the same mountain 2-3 times? Thank you. Well, the way to get off is to thank Him for the way that you're at, right where you're at. And this is what this Thanksgiving is all about. Now, why would God choose this particular day for Ham to go home? As I'm driving home, driving to the nursing home this morning, I heard, Kim, why don't you declare today's date? Because my wife asked me, what day is it anyway? And I said, well, it's November 20th, because I took a moment to concentrate. And the Holy Spirit said to me, say it in French. I said, okay. And of course, it comes out automatic in French, right? Le 20 novembre. 2011. He said, now repeat it in English. It's the 20th of November. 2011 in 2011. I said, Irene, this is intense. I said, now number 20 is redemption and salvation. She says, well, what's 11? I says, good grief. I don't remember right now, but I will definitely check in with you later. Anybody remember what number 11 means? Judgment. It's really redemption over judgment. It's really salvation over judgment. Why would this be important for Ann? To go home on this particular day, in this particular year.
Because that particular message.
You've got it. Her lifestyle and her choice of actions and reactions, even after she was born again and filled with God's Holy Spirit, went in many different directions and maybe not what you and I would approve of as good religious Christians. But she would spread the news of God's love in ways that you could never do. And I would say to you only this. In John chapter 4, there was a woman who had had 5 husbands. And she was living with number 6, and then she met number 7. And when she met number 7, he changed her life. His name was Jesus.
I was reading that this morning.
So God will use what? The broken to teach the wise. Those who have been judged. He says, I will redeem. I'm not going to go into the details of her life. But I can tell you this. Our God is the Redeemer.
Amen.
And Jesus didn't change His tactics. He redeemed her. Close your eyes. Father, I thank You that this Thanksgiving season we can purpose to give thanks for the way things are in the hearts of these that are out there doing what we would not approve of. But by the Holy Ghost, you can turn them around and change them and radically redeem them. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. May the anointing of the Holy One of Israel continue to bless you, and also for blessings upon those that have given their gifts, that God's grace would manifest in their hearts, and that He would supply all our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Share some hugs with each other.